Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, Monday the 3rd of March, Rabbi Zev Lef, Vayikra.
The preface to all the korbanos, Adam ki akriv mikem korban. Rashi says, why Adam? Ish ki akriv mikem, why Adam? Just like Adam Harishon didn't bring from something stolen, because it was impossible for him to steal anything, there was nothing that belonged to anyone else. So too, you're not allowed to bring a sacrifice from stolen property. Very strange way of telling me that, since there are many places in the Torah that the Torah tells me that stolen objects I can't use for a mitzvah, a lulav, right? Lukachtem lochem, lochem v'lo hagozel. Sukkah says the same thing. Why here didn't it say just simple? It has to be yours. And in fact, there is another drasha. Korbono v'lo ha-gozel. So what do you need? Because Adam Arishon didn't bring from Gezel, so you shouldn't bring from Gezel either. A very roundabout drasha. Secondly, why does it say Adam ki akriv? We know that whenever it says Adam, Atem kruyim Adam, v'lo ha'akum kruyim Adam. Only Jews are called Adam. Goyim are not called Adam. Goyim are called ha'adam, Tosha says. When it says ha'adam, it applies to Goyim too. The halacha is that a Goy is allowed to bring a korban. Korban Ola for sure. Shlomim is a machlokus, whether a Goy can bring. But why Adam ki akriv mikem? It should have said ha'adam ki akriv. Because Goyim can also bring korbanos. It's not something miyuchad only for Jews. And lastly, the minig was, by some places still is, that little children do not start learning from Bereshis, but they start learning with them from Vayikra. Why? Yovel Tahorim, V'yasok B'divrei Tahorim. L'chora, there are two sedarim in Mishnayis, Kodshim and Taharis. Kodshim is the inyonim of Korbanos, and Taharis is the inyon of Tumah V'Tahara. If you ask me, Vayikra is up until Shmini for sure is Kodshim, not Taharis. And the meaning is not to start from Parsha Shmini, but to start from Parsha Vayikra. It should have said Yovo Kedoshim, the Yasol Bedivrei Kedoshim, not Yovo Tahorim, the Yasol Bedivrei Tahara. What in the world is a Divrei Tahara of the beginning of Vayikra? L'chor, it's not Tahara, it's Kodshim. First, let's discuss why Taka, a Jew is called Adam, and a Goy is called Ha-Adam. The Hashkafa Rishona, it should be just the opposite. Ha-Adam with Hey Hayidiyah, that's a Jew. Adam Stam, it's even Goyim. Why is it just the opposite? Perhaps the answer is the following. If you look in Bereshis, Torah says like this, Na'ase Adam b'tzalmeinu kidmuseinu. The Rabbanu Shalom, when he went to create man, he said, Na'ase Adam, Adam Stam, and he said two things, B'tzalmeinu kidmuseinu. When it says that he made man, it says, Vayas es ha'adam, b'tzalmo, b'tzalim elokim, osa oso. Missing the demus. Just says he made him, b'tzalmo. Doesn't say b'tzalmo u'demusa. I think the idea is the following. The Rabbanu Shel Olam intended to make people, and the purpose, the goal was that they should be B'Tselem and Demus. What does that mean? According to many Rishonim, Tselem Elokim means that people have free choice. In that respect, they're not like animals that are programmed, and they're not like angels that are programmed. But they have free choice. K'biyachol, just like the Rabbanu Shel Olam, can choose whatever he wants to do. Human beings have free choice. That's Tselem Elokim. What is Demus Elokim? That with that free choice, they can choose to be Domel Hashem. How do you become Domel Hashem, similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? There's a mitzvah in the Torah of Aholachto Bidrachov. Mahu Afato. Mahu Rachum, Afato Tehei Rachum, Mahu Chanun, Afato Tehei Chanun. You should emulate the midos of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. In fact, the word Demus is the same osios as midos. That's how you, what's it called, emulate the Rabbanu Shalom's midos, and that is Demus Hashem. When the Rabbanu Shalom created man, Adam, he intended him to use his free choice to be Mashlim himself and to be Domel Hashem. But when he actually created him, he didn't create him b'dmuso. That the person has to do. He created him b'tzalmo. Vayas Elokim esha Adam, right? The man, as he was created, was b'tzalmo, the tzelem Elokim. But he now has to use his free choice to become Domel Hashem. Yidden as a nation have a greater potential to be Domel Hashem than the Goyim. A Goy is Ha'adam, as he was made, B'Tselem Elokim, but the potential to be Domel Hashem is Rachok from a Goy. Yidden are called Adam. They have a potential to be what that Tachlis Ha'adam was, what Adam was, B'Tselmo U'Demuso. In addition to that, there are two levels of midos. On the one hand, it says in Pirkei Avos, "Im ein derech eretz ein Torah." On the other hand, it says, "Im ein Torah ein derech eretz." So it's a no-win situation. If you don't have derech eretz, you can have Torah. If you don't have Torah, you can't have derech eretz. The Mepharshim explain that there are two levels of derech eretz. There is the basic derech eretz that makes a person different than an animal, a mensch, and that derech eretz has to come before Torah. If you don't have that, you can't have Torah. And then there's a higher level of derech eretz, and that derech eretz you need Torah for. To explain what those two levels are, perhaps, is the following. The Rambam says in two places the inyan of midos tovos. Why a person has to have good midos. One is, it comes from the pasuk v'yohavta le'reacha kamocha. People have to be able to live together. So on a very simple, basic level, people have to have good behavior and good character in order to coexist. That's the simplest level of derech eretz. If you don't have that simple level of derech eretz, you'll never have Torah. On the other hand, there's another source for midos and derech eretz, the halachta bidrachav, mahu afata, to emulate and be like the Rabbanu Shalom. It has nothing to do anymore with coexistence between people. It has to do with the person himself. He has to be on the level where even if nobody else exists, he has to be a mensch who's domel Hashem. That's a higher level. Goyim can have the first level, and Yidden are very mesugal for the second. That is demus Hashem. The Goyim can also have derech eretz. They have the derech eretz on the first level. The Rabbeinu Yonah says on that Mishnah, "Im ein derech eretz ein Torah," the following: "Lo yishkon haTorah laolam b'misha ein bo midos tovos." Seems to be categoric. The Torah can't exist with someone who doesn't have midos tovos. Never. I lemaisel davonenu. There are people who don't have derech eretz and have Torah. And the pat answer is, imagine what they'd be without Torah. It's not a good answer. Not a good answer. So what's Rabbeinu Yonah saying? Lo yishkon haTorah la'olam, v'mi she'ein bo midos tovos. Tell you what I think. First, a little hakadoma. Rav Simcha Zissel from Kelem, the altar from Kelem, said once that Darwin, Charles Darwin, who formulated the theory of evolution, that human beings evolved from apes, only formulated that theory because he never saw a real human being. So he imagined that the people around him were like animals, came from other animals. Had he ever seen a real human being like my Rebbe, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, he never would have made that theory. That's what he said. It's very cute, but is it accurate? Charles Darwin, do you think he swung from the trees, you know, munching on a turkey leg and guzzling beer? He was a very respectable, refined person. And his circle of friends were respectable and refined people. How could Rav Simcha Zissel say that Charles Darwin never saw a real human being? Let me tell you what I think he meant. There's a famous story that said about three Gedolei Yisrael, about Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz, the Rambam, and the Maral, which has me believe that it never happened. It's just a nice story. I saw it concerning the Rambam. The Rambam had a debate with a philosopher. The philosopher said you can train an animal to go against its instincts and change its instincts. And the Rambam says you can't. So they made a party, and the philosopher invites the Rambam to the party. He says, I'm going to prove to you that I've trained 10 cats to be waiters, to go completely against their instincts. He rings a bell, and out of the kitchen come 10 cats dressed as waiters and maid waitresses, perfectly balanced on their hind legs, with trays on one hand and a towel on the other hand. They curtsy and they serve the entree. So the philosopher turns to the Rambam. He says, you see, I trained these cats to go against their instincts. The Rambam says, it's a long meal. Let's see what happens. They serve the first course, the main course. Finally comes time for dessert. The philosopher gets up to ring his bell. The Rambam takes a little box out, puts it on the floor and opens it up. Within minutes, there's pandemonium in the hall. The trays are being thrown all over, and the cats are down on all four, chasing the mice that the Rambam let loose. The Rambam turns to the philosopher. He says, you can train a cat to think he's a waiter as much as you want, but let the first mouse go by, the cat remembers he's a cat. He's not a waiter. That is an animal. An animal is programmed. It has its teva, its nature, and you can't change an animal. A human being is different. Some say that that's what the pasuk means. Umosar ha'adam min ha'behema ayin. You know what the difference between a human being and an animal is? Ayin. A human being can say no. An animal sees what it wants. It's programmed, right? To eat what looks good. It doesn't start making cheshbonos. Maybe there's something better to eat. Why should I fill up my stomach on this? Maybe I'll get a stomach ache. Maybe I'll be fleshik. It doesn't make any of those cheshbonos. No cheshbonos. It eats. A human being can make cheshbonos and say no. Go against his instincts. You can change. You can be in control. A human being can be in control of his instincts. And in fact, that's what makes a human being special. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said, we think that a person is not a ganav if he never stole anything. That's not really true. He said, what if it would be, if a person would be in the ideal situation where he could steal and no one would ever know, and he really wouldn't hurt anybody too much, and he'd be able to take something of somebody else's. He's in a room with a multimillionaire who has amnesia, right? Forgets things very, very quickly. And he's carrying $10,000 with him, a small change. And he leaves it on the table, and he leaves the room. He'll never know he's missing it. He has millions and millions of dollars. A $10,000 to him is nothing. And your children are starving, and you need that money. And no one will ever know. If you could take the money, then you're a ganav. Except the circumstances haven't presented themselves right yet to make it convenient for you to steal. The guy who's stolen already, the circumstances were convenient for him. The only difference that separates between you and someone who's stolen is circumstance. But there are circumstances where you could steal, then you're a ganav. Potentially. You just have the circumstances haven't come. Who's fit to be called not a ganav? Somebody who no circumstance in the world could make him steal. Because a person who could steal with circumstances means that he's basically a nice trained cat until the mice come by. And mice come in all shapes and sizes. The Darche Moser of Naiman says that was a problem with Ephron Hachiti. He was so magnanimous, he wanted to give Marsa Machpelah to Avraham Avinu for free. All of a sudden he's overcharging him. What happened? He said a mouse went by in the shape of a shekel. Ephron couldn't control himself. Up until the first shekel went by, he was in total control, just like the cat. Once the shekel went by, the mouse went by, he wasn't in control anymore. A human being can be in control no matter what mouse comes by. That's what Reb Simcha Zissel said. Yeah, Darwin saw very refined people, but none of them that worked on their midos to the point where there was no mouse in the world that could bring them down on all four. So they were very refined, up until the first mouse would go by. For this one, the mouse looked like this. For this one, the mouse looked like that. That's still a nice trained animal. It's no different than an animal. It's possible to believe that this animal came from that animal, except this animal's more refined. But it's the same sug, it's the same type. But if he saw my Rebbe, or he saw Salanter, who was in total control, there was no mouse in the world that could put him down on four legs. That's something an animal can't be. It's completely a different type. He couldn't believe that this type came from this type. It's two different types. It's not just more refined, different type completely. How could this type come from this type? That's what I think he meant. And that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah says. A little bit different type. Lo yishkon ha-Torah la'olam b'misha ein bo midos tovos. Not that the Torah can never exist by somebody who doesn't have midos tovos, but it can't exist forever. How long can it exist? Till the first mouse goes by. A person who doesn't have midos tovos can have Torah. But when the first mouse goes by, it's ois Torah. Then he's down on all four legs. That's the difference. That's the limud. Odom ki yakriv mikem korban. People felt, people even today feel like that. The Sefer Ikarim says that was the problem with the Dor HaMabul. They put animals and people on the same level. And they felt that they couldn't make use of animals or surely not eat animals. There are peers. But there is something to that. We are human beings. And therefore we have the right to use animals. But if we'd be animals, you couldn't use another animal. A human being can't bring another human being as a korban. But you could bring an animal because you're superior to that animal. And the animals were created to serve you. So just like you can eat animals, you can bring them as a korban too. Adam ki yakriv mikem. If you want to bring a korban from an animal, you have to be a human being. Because if you're an animal, you can't bring another animal as a korban. Only if you're an Adam. What constitutes an Adam? An Adam is a person who, like Adam HaRishon, could not steal. Not that he chose not to steal. Not that he controlled himself. That's an animal. An animal can also be taught to control itself. But it can never be in total control. Adam HaRishon couldn't steal because it was impossible. That's how it has to be by every human being. It's impossible to steal. There's no way that a person could steal. Then he's an Adam. And that Adam applies even to Goyim. They're not Adam Stam, that they can be Dome Lashem. That Adam not. But like Adam HaRishon, that they can be in control, at least on that, on their level of Derech Eretz. They can be in control that it's impossible to steal. Not just refine. That a Goy could also have. Like Adam HaRishon. Not here, it's not Adam as opposed to Ha-Adam. It's Adam HaRishon. Legabi Gezel. And it's not that just that it's usher to bring something from Gezel. That we learn from Karbono. That we learn from Lachem, Miken. But here we learn a different thing. If you want to really be able to bring a korban, and you're not taking advantage of a fellow animal, you have to be an Adam. An Adam is a person who can't steal. Not a person who could steal, just refine. Because then you're just like a behemoth. Behemoths also can be trained. Up until the first mouse goes by. The first pasuk, Vayikra el Moshe. So the Chazal say, Moshe Rabbeinu, Shir Das, tells the Rosh Yeshiva, brings it out very nicely. Moshe Rabbeinu was waiting to hear the first shir in Kodesh. First shir in history, and not just from a good Maggid shir, not even from the Brisker Rav, but from the Rabbeinu Shalom. And you could imagine how excited he was. So you would imagine he'd run in to hear the shir. Vayikra el Moshe. He stayed outside until he was called, and then he went in. What do we learn from that? Kol Talmud Chochem she'ein bo das afilu nevela tova himenu. Das means derech eretz. That's das. Das is seder taharis. Why is that derech eretz? Because taharas hamidos, person emulates the Rabbanu Shalom, he becomes an ish tohar. That's taharos. That's das. How do I know that's midos tovos? Because if many of the Rishonim say, la das is Hashem, la leches bidrochav, means midos. Rambam says, derech Hashem, and la das is Hashem means to know the Rabbanu Shalom and to walk in his ways. That's Midos Tovos. Midos Tovos of a Yid. A Talmud Chacham, me a Talmud Chacham. But he doesn't have Das, he doesn't have Midos Tovos. He doesn't have Derech Eretz, then an Avail a Tovim in a way. Because then basically he's on the same Madrega as a Behema. Except he's a Behema who could do terrible things. At least an Availa can't do anything bad. An Availa is a Behema that's not going to do anything bad. You can use it for whatever you want to use it. An Availa, it may stink, but the mice, it's not going to do anything bad. But a Talmud Chacham Shein Baldas is a living Behema who has a lot of Chachma and can use it the wrong way. So I feel an Availa Toveinenu. And why is the Aleph in Vayikra small? Because the foundation of all Derech Eretz and Midos Tovos is Anova, is being an Onif. If you think you're a big shot, you'll never have Midos Tovos. Why would you want to emulate the Rebbeinu Shlomo? He should emulate you. But if you're Nichna and you're an Onif, then you want to emulate the Rebbeinu Shlomo and know that you need to copy him, not that he has to copy you. So Vayikra El Moshe teaches me that Moshe Rabbeinu waited to be called. It teaches me Midos Tovos. The second pasuk tells me Adam Ki Akriv Mikem. You want to bring a carbon, you have to be an Adam. What's an Adam? A person like Adam Arishon who couldn't steal, where his Midos are so ingrained that he's in total control. Because if you're not, then you're like a behemah. You're a refined behemah. A refined behemah can't bring another behemah as a carbon. Only an Adam can bring a behemah as a carbon. And therefore, Yavo Tahorim, the Yasok B'divrei Tahorim. Enoch Enami, from the next Pasuk, in Ola Korbono Minatzon, it starts Seder Kodshi. With those first two Psukim, Vayikra El Moshe, and Adam Ki Akrib Mikem Korban, is Seder Taharis. That's Das. That's Yavo Tahorim. We start, not necessarily to finish Sefer Vayikra with the children, but at least the first two Psukim, Vayikra El Moshe. Why? Because you want to start a child learning Torah, Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah. There's no other Derech. The only Derech that leads to the Torah, there's a Medrash. Derech Eitz HaChayim. You want to get to the Eitz HaChayim, Eitz HaChayim Ilam Achzikim, but there's only one Derech. That's Derech Eretz. There's no other path. You want to start learning with children. So what's the first thing to learn with them? Those first two Psukim. Vayikra El Moshe, right? Talmud Chacham she'ein bodas afilu nevela tovei menu. You want to become a Talmud Chacham? You want to start learning Torah? No. That with all the Torah you have, if you don't start with the Yisod of Derech Eretz, nevela tovei menu. And Adam ki akrim mikem. You want to bring Korbanos? You have to bring an Adam. Those two psukim are Seder Taharis. That's Das. And that's why Yovel Tahorim, the Yasok, B'divrei Tahorim. We're looking forward to the day. It says in the pasuk, "Umala ha'aretz deyo es Hashem." The world will be filled with das. Das means taharis hamidos. Lo yashchisu, even the animals. Lo yashchisu v'lo yiro. Even animals left das. Even animals then, at least in Eretz Yisrael, could be will have a certain deyo and be able to control themselves. Too, animals will be different, right? And therefore, what's it called? We're looking for the day that not only human beings, halavai today, yidden, who are Adam, right, who have the possibility to be dom el Hashem, should have simple derech eretz. Right? Those days, even the goyim will have derech eretz. It could be even the animals in certain places will have derech eretz. That's the goal. Molo ha'oretz deyos Hashem. Kamayim liyam nechasim. What's the marshal? Kamayim liyam nechasim. The yam is a deep hole. It's just a nothing, an empty thing. But when you put the water of the yam in it, it makes that hole have a purpose. People also are a deep hole. They have a lot of taivas and a lot of ritzonos and a lot of negative. But if you fill it up with deyos Hashem, if you fill it up with midos tovos, then all of those holes become something that can be used for something good. Then it covers the chisaron, and it makes it worthwhile, it makes it that a person can use it. That, Mirtz Hashem, should be the day that comes soon, when Umolo Oretz Deyos Hashem, Kamayim, Leyan Nechasim, and then Taka, the world will reach its Tachlis, the world will reach its Tachlis, the people will be Bali Midos Tovos. Once you have Midos Tovos, then you can also be Talmidei Chachomim, and have a lot of Torah, and then Yishkon HaTorah La'olam. the Misha Yesh Bo Midos Tovos, even though Lo Yishkan HaTorah Va'olam, the Misha Ein Bo Midos Tovos.